I'm Nancy Wilson. Welcome to our Big Blue Planet. The big sky of North Dakota and Montana extends uninterrupted for miles on end. At night, billions of stars look close enough to touch. Prairie land mimics the sky. It rolls on endlessly and has its own version of stars. Millions of shimmering ponds of all shapes and sizes. These are prairie potholes, crevices on the Earth's surface left from a receding glacier thousands of years ago. These shallow ponds are among the largest concentrations of wetlands in the country and the most important breeding grounds for ducks, geese, and swans in North America. When rain comes to the prairies, some potholes, which were dry, become life-producing ponds, just in time for thousands of hungry, tired ducks returning from their long winter migration. Snails, insects, and plants, which collected at the bottom, are now duck soup. The first waterfowl to touch down on a prairie pothole is a pair of mallards. The male, or drake, with a shimmering, iridescent head and grayish feathers, immediately begins dabbling on the surface of the pond for insects. The female, or hen, in her duller brown feathers, upends in the water, tail straight in the air, in search of seeds and insects. Soon, the hen will begin to build her nest, a shallow depression in the ground, well hidden by vegetation. She will lay her buff-colored eggs on soft down feathers she plucked from her own breast. When the ducklings hatch, they will quickly move to water and begin feeding themselves. After just 7 weeks of care, the fledglings will venture out on their own. Similar versions of this small miracle take place across the prairie as nearly every species of waterfowl, from mallards to canvasbacks and gadwalls to geese, eke out breeding space in the ever-dwindling prairie potholes. Over 75% of all prairie potholes are located on privately owned land. As our awareness of these magnificent wetlands grows, conservation organizations are working with farmers and developers to keep their land duck-friendly. Because now more than ever, we need to work with nature as we work the land. See you next time on Big Blue Planet.